Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. In our Old Testament lesson today, we hear of God's promise, especially his promise about his word, that it is powerful. It will do whatever he sends it to do, and we hear his words of promise about eternal life and heaven. In that Old Testament lesson, we also hear for the first time the word of God related to being a seed for the sower, drawing a sharp relation to Jesus' parable in the gospel lesson from Luke today. In the epistle lesson, we have St. Paul's testimony of the hardships that he faced being a sower of the seed of his apostleship. And yet, unlike the ways of the world, he counts every danger, every toil, every hardship as a blessing of bearing Christ into the world, that in weakness God's great grace and glory is shown. In what he says, you get a sense of those three great enemies of our souls. The devil, messenger of Satan, literally, who torments him, makes him suffer. And then you have the world with all of its dangers, lashings, beatings, toil, hardship, starving, thirsting, and so forth. Then he does refer to his own internal struggle with his anxieties about the church. But something even more mindful of this is in Romans 7, when he, of course, speaks of his own sinful nature, creating a far worse struggle within him, which tempts him to reject the seed of the word for the cares and the concerns of this life. You see, these three, the devil, the world, and your own sinful nature, they are the absolute worst for you. They desire simply one thing for you, that you would reject the word of Christ. And that by rejecting that word, you would reject Christ himself and find yourselves eternally damned. This is why Jesus teaches this parable and explains it so well to his disciples and to you today. That Christ here speaks of gathering four different types of disciples to himself. That three of the four do not survive the faith-murdering efforts of the devil, the world, and the sinful flesh. But yet note that all four are present to receive the word of God, that is, the seed from the sower. But only that last group retains that word and gains the lasting benefit of it. And this should cause some pondering on your part, some reflection, that each of you ought to today study this gospel and examine yourselves to see what kind of disciple you have been, what kind of disciple you want to be, and plot the course in between. In the first example, seeds are sown by the roadside. Jesus says the devil comes and steals away the seed, that the devil quickly takes the word from the hearer. This happens very easily by inattentiveness to the lessons that were just read a few minutes ago, by not paying attention to sermons, to not remembering or hearing what the hymns speak, that the devil has been hard at work to rob you of all of those things even before they were spoken, even before you got here today. But this kind of hearing is careless. It doesn't pay attention. That if your heart is so hardened by the ways and the thinking of this world, then the seed is robbed from you by the devil, who has arranged all of the world's thinking for that very purpose. That this heart, this sort of hearer, is actually under the influence of the devil, who can so quickly come in and snatch away what God gives before any benefit can be found from it. If and when this is you, repent and return to the words of God. that God has appointed the seed of his word to come to you this day, that you would pay attention to it. The second example has seeds that are received, and they start to grow. But the roots never grow deep or wide. There is at first a reception with short-lived joy, excitement about what the Word of God teaches you or promises you and so forth, but then it never sinks in. And then, as will happen to every child of God in this fallen world, trials and temptations will come along, hardships brought on by a fallen world. And at that point, this type of hearing only then creates a shallow veneer which has no lasting durability. That when suffering comes, when battle with the world comes, when the threat of losing life or goods comes, then this hearer falls away. When persecution comes, this kind of hearer desires, or at least will want to keep silent about the Word of God. And by this, they show that by those actions, they are ashamed of Christ. And thus, as Christ has promised, will reap the reward of Christ being ashamed of them. And by this, they rob their neighbor and do great damage to the neighbor of all the encouragement and of their confession or their testimony of faith. And in so doing, act so selfishly in the face of the threats of the world, and they are lost and their neighbor with them. If this is you, that you are afraid to be a Christian in the face of what it may cost you, that you are a Christian so long as it's easy to be a Christian, repent. The Lord our God spared nothing for your sake. And he has promised that everything that you will face has been done for your good. The third example of the seed that falls amongst the thorns shows that the seed grows up, it has decent roots, it even begins to bear fruit. But that thorns grow up as well, and they choke it to death. And here, as we've heard with the devil and the world, now we find the enemy that was within you, your sinful nature, that flesh inherited from the flesh of Adam all the way back. And this one is a great danger that you have being Americans, the richest and most comfortable people ever in the history of the world. The sinful nature loves these cares and these concerns and these pleasures of this world, because they are not the cares, they are not the concerns, they are not the pleasures of eternity. And those cares and concerns and pleasures of the world, each one of them will reach up and around the neck of your faith in Jesus, and they will want to grip it tighter and tighter and make sure your faith cannot breathe. That behind each and every worldly care, each lazy desire for more comfort and more pleasure, each greedy lust for more wealth, each of them is offering a tighter grip to squeeze out any life from your faith in Jesus. In this case, the death of faith doesn't happen quickly. But this one happens over time. While the previous types of hearing, the one who succumbs to the pressure of the world might involve hardship, this type of hearing of having your faith choked involves no hardship. It instead involves a life of ease. And yes, this means that this type of hearing is most certainly applicable to each and every one of you. So repent. The cares of this world that come from your sinful nature, they are designed. Their full focus and goal is to choke your faith in Jesus to death. That behind each care behind each pleasure, behind each desire for more, there is a wretched hand of death and damnation reaching out to grab you by the throat and leave not one breath of life left in you. So repent. Be careful how you hear. Be careful how you receive the word of God. Be careful how you regard this world and its eases and comforts and pleasures and riches. You see, in all of these, Jesus' words won't pass away, including this warning. But each of these failed hearers, each of these who succumb to the devil, the world, or their sinful nature will pass away. And when you don't heed to the word of God, diligently listening, studying, learning, holding on to it, seeking to cling to it, and even openly speaking of it in the face of all the world's pressures, when you want comforts and ease rather than the difficulties and struggles with the word of God, you see, when that is the case, you're no longer just rejecting the word, but you reject the one who gave it, Jesus, and the life and the forgiveness that he brings to you by that word. There is the fourth type of soil. This is the one who hears, holds on to the word in an honest and good heart, and bears fruit with patience, Jesus says. This is the one who is blessed in not only hearing the word of the Lord, but also keeping it. This is the one who lets the word of Christ sink deeply into the ear, dwell in the heart. This is the one who puts away all filthiness and rampant wickedness to receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save the soul. This one is the doer of the word, not just a hearer. This one perseveres, being a doer who acts and is blessed in his doing. This is the one who has been born again of the imperishable seed of the living and abiding Word of God, who has purified their soul by obedient hearing of the truth for sincere brotherly love. That this hearing produces the fruit of showing love to one another. But this is the one who patiently does what God has given to be done while awaiting the Lord's return. You see, this last hearer has been diligent to hear the law of God that all those other examples certainly showed you in yourself, in your life, some level of sin in either being careless, short-lived, world-loving, word-hating, the hearing of the seed, and the regret and the rejection. The seed that God wants you to be. But now today then, the grace of God and our Lord Jesus Christ is being preached to you. Again, the gospel of the forgiveness of your sins has come to you, and with it the kingdom, the rule of God. The promise of new life by the Spirit of God has been made. The seed of the word is being sown to you today that you would be in the kingdom of God, hearing and bearing fruit with all patience. An honest heart is one which confesses sin. A good heart is one which receives the word of forgiveness, trusting in Christ to not only speak that word, but to keep his word. So keep that word. That both the warnings that Christ speaks, but also the promises. Meditate upon them. Reflect upon it this week. Both in your reading of the word, but reflecting then upon your thoughts and your actions in relation to the devil, the world, and your own sinful nature. They want you to forsake the word. So each day think about how the devil, the world, and the flesh have tried to hurt you, to eternally damage you, Confess the sin when you give in to them. And trust in Christ for the forgiveness and life that he has promised. Resist the devil, the world, and put your sinful nature to death. And take the word of Jesus to heart. Risk everything rather than lose that word. And lose everything rather than lose that word. Bear fruit, both within your life, but also in the good that you will do to others. You see, very practically, this is what it looks like for you this week in your household or for yourself. But first of all, don't be like the ones who never receive the word, who never gather around it. That neglect isn't even covered in this parable. That neglect is for sure heading to death and condemnation. But instead, seek to be a disciple. Not just any disciple, but one which our Lord regards as good soil. Do that by setting a time, opening and reading your Bibles, having devotions, attend a Bible study. If you don't have devotions, grab a copy on the way out today. If they're all out, ask us to print more. Wait until we do. Take it with you and do it. And think about it. And discuss it amongst yourselves. Figure out just how this may change the ways you think or the ways you act. Because God's word teaches us a different way of thinking than the world wants to teach us. Figure out how this word of God tells you to act towards others and then do it. Tell the devil no thanks by rereading the word. Tell the world that it can do its worst, but you'd rather keep Jesus. And tell your sinful nature that no matter how much comfort, riches, or pleasures it wants for you to live for here and now, none of that compares to what Jesus has in store eternally for the one who patiently endures and bears fruit in this life. You see, to you this word has been sown today. May it be sown to you for your eternal blessing. May your hearts, forgiven by Christ, set free by him, cleaned by him, purified by his work and his word, may they receive this deeply. May it grow deep roots, wide roots, that it may endure every test. And may it resist all the temptations, the weeds that grow up alongside. And may God grant you patience in bearing the fruit that he has set out before you, fruit for the kingdom of God, fruit that lasts. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.